Good morning. It's May 3rd, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that signals a significant leap forward in the realm of artificial intelligence, Anthropic, backed by tech giants Alphabet and Amazon, has unveiled the Claude iOS app. This innovative app not only facilitates seamless conversation syncing and file sharing, but also introduces users to the advanced capabilities of the Claude AI chatbot. A notable aspect of the Claude app is its ability to allow users to tailor the AI's style and content, coupled with vision capabilities, drawing parallels with OpenAI's ChatGPT. Anthropic is making a strategic play for the enterprise sector with its new team plan. This offering is designed specifically for businesses operating in regulated industries, providing them with perks such as higher priority access to AI models, enhanced admin and user management controls, and a more substantial context window. Priced at $30 per user per month, with a requirement for a minimum of 5 users, Anthropic is positioning this plan as a key tool for businesses seeking to leverage AI technology. The company's ambitions don't stop there. Anthropic is eyeing a significant share of the enterprise AI market, leveraging its strategic backing and innovative offerings to drive growth and expansion. Meanwhile, the tech world is abuzz with speculation about the upcoming features for iOS 18, as Apple prepares to unveil new products at its highly anticipated event. This convergence of AI innovation and tech advancements paints a dynamic picture of what's to come in the industry. In a landmark move, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella has announced a whopping $2.2 billion investment in Malaysia, marking the company's most significant financial commitment in the country over its 32-year presence. This ambitious initiative aims to propel Malaysia into the forefront of cloud computing and artificial intelligence, or AI, innovation, setting a new benchmark for Microsoft's investment in the region. The investment will focus on a broad spectrum of advancements, including the construction of the new infrastructure and the provision of AI skilling opportunities for 200,000 Malaysians. This effort is not just about expanding Microsoft's technological footprint, but also about empowering the local workforce with the skills needed for the future of work in the AI domain. But Microsoft's vision extends beyond Malaysia. The tech giant is also setting its sights on the broader ASEAN region, with plans to establish a new regional data center in Thailand and then a $1.7 billion investment to bolster cloud services and AI capabilities in Indonesia. These moves are part of a larger strategy to provide AI skilling opportunities to 2.5 million people across the ASEAN region by 2025, underscoring Microsoft's commitment to technological and educational development on a grand scale. Financial analysts are responding positively to Microsoft's aggressive expansion and investment strategy, maintaining a bullish outlook on the company's stock. The consensus among analysts is a strong buy rating, based on 33 buys and only one hold and one sell, reflecting confidence in Microsoft's future growth trajectory and its ability to capitalize on the burgeoning demand for cloud and AI services globally. In a surprising turn of events, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has taken a drastic step by dismantling the company's supercharger division, coupled with a significant reduction in workforce, dismissing 10% of its employees. This bold move comes at a time when Tesla is grappling with heightened competition from more cost-effective electric vehicle, EV, competitors, signaling a pivotal moment for the industry. Tesla, once revered for its pioneering supercharger network, a cornerstone of its brand appeal and a key differentiator in the EV market, is now at a crossroads. Musk's decision to axe the supercharger division, despite assurances of continued expansion at existing locations, has sparked a wave of concern among industry watchers. They fear this could stymie the development of EV infrastructure and shake the confidence of potential EV buyers, questioning the future trajectory of Tesla's growth and its influence on the broader adoption of electric vehicles. The backdrop of this decision is telling. Tesla is navigating through turbulent waters, marked by its first quarterly revenue downturn since 2021. Additionally, the company is under scrutiny for the safety of its autopilot-assisted driving system and is managing the fallout from a recall of its latest model, the Cybertruck. These challenges paint a complex picture of a company striving to maintain its innovative edge while addressing emerging vulnerabilities. Adding to the competitive landscape is California's initiative, led by Governor Gavin Newsom, to boost the availability of fast charging stations across the state. This development underscores the urgency for Tesla to articulate a clear and compelling strategy for its supercharger network amidst regulatory pressures to open its charging infrastructure to other EV brands. As the EV market continues to evolve, Tesla's recent decisions will undoubtedly shape the future of electric mobility, challenging the company to redefine its value proposition in an increasingly crowded and demanding marketplace. Imagine starting your day late, not because you chose to hit snooze, but because your iPhone alarm decided to take the day off. This is the reality for numerous Apple users worldwide, as a significant glitch in the iPhone's clock app has led to alarms failing to sound, causing many to oversleep and start their day behind schedule. The issue at hand appears to be with the iPhone's clock app, where alarms are either going silent or not triggering at the set time, leaving users scrambling. While the exact cause of this malfunction remains a mystery, Apple has acknowledged the problem, but is yet to offer a concrete solution or identify the root cause. Discussions on Reddit have brought up the attention awareness feature as a potential culprit, though this remains speculative. In response, Apple is working on a fix anticipated to roll out with the upcoming iOS 17.5 update. This update is not only expected to address the alarm glitch, but will also introduce a repair state feature. This new functionality aims to enhance device security during repairs by allowing Find My iPhone to remain active, adding an extra layer of protection for users sending their devices in for service. Until a permanent fix is released, Apple advises users to double-check their alarm settings and volume levels before heading to bed. For those who can't risk a late start, reverting to traditional alarm clocks might be the best bet in the interim. It's a modern problem that harks back to simpler times, reminding us of the delicate balance between technology and reliability. After a three-month standoff, TikTok and Universal Music Group have struck a harmonious chord with a new licensing agreement. This deal not only ends the silence, but turns up the volume on tracks from global superstars like SZA, Bad Bunny, Kendrick Lamar, and Ariana Grande, bringing their music back to the TikTok stage. The dispute resolution reinvigorates TikTok's soundscape by reintegrating UMG's extensive music catalog. Fans will be delighted to know that previously muted TikToks featuring tunes from these artists will once again play with their original soundtracks, restoring the app's vibrant audio experience. The agreement goes beyond just music playback. It carves out enhanced benefits for UMG's artists and songwriters, introducing new avenues for a monetization and collaborative marketing campaigns. This is a significant nod towards recognizing and compensating the creative force behind the music. TikTok is also taking steps to address copyright concerns by agreeing to remove AI-driven music from its platform. Additionally, The app commits to improving the way artists and songwriters are credited, ensuring they receive the recognition they deserve. Despite the positive momentum, TikTok's future in the U.S. remains shadowed by uncertainty, with potential ban discussions due to its connections with China's ByteDance. Nonetheless, this partnership is a financial crescendo for Universal, expected to double its TikTok-related revenue to a striking 200 million euros. This deal not only marks a significant development for the music industry, but underscores the evolving relationship between social media platforms and the world of music. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.